Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's a night for the Lord. Love justice. He said, I hate robbery and wrongdoing. In my faithfulness, I will reward my people and make an everlasting covenant with them. Praise the living God. Hello, hello there, doctor. How you doing? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, doctor.
Okay. Praise the Lord. I'm wonderful tonight. I hope everyone had a wonderful week. It has truly been a blessing. Truly has been a blessing. A blessed week. Thank God. Amen. We want to pray before we get started, and we're going to talk about some things. Father, we come before you tonight to lift up your name, to give you glory. Father, we pray that your word go forth according to your plan and purpose. We ask that you fill us tonight and those who are listening. We pray for unity on this radio station that you have opened up through Dr. Hunter to share your word. So, Father, we glorify you tonight. We lift up your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the living God. I tell you, I just thank God so much for his word and for him teaching us the way he does. It's just truly a blessing. And we're still talking about names. On last week, we talked about Abraham and Sarah's name and what they meant. And now we're going on further to continue this. We want to continue because it's so important because people don't know. Like I said on last week, we was talking and we were saying that they used to have books that people used to get and name their children because their names meant something. And we want to continue that because names do mean something. Amen. After we talk about Abraham and Sarah, now they had children. They had Isaac, and we talked about his name. His name means laugh. Now Isaac married, and Isaac had a wife named Rebecca, and Rebecca's name in Hebrew means captivating, knotted cord, or fitting close together. That's amazing what that name means. It's amazing. It said Isaac and Rebecca had twins. Now, Isaac went to the Lord because, as we know, Rebecca didn't have children. It said, and Isaac, I'm in Genesis 25, and we're starting at the 21st verse. It said, and Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebecca, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. Now, that's amazing. Because she was curious about why this was happening to her, and she went to the Lord. It says she went to the Lord to inquire of him. She went and inquired of the Lord why this was happening to her. Isn't it amazing how people should go to the Lord and how the Lord will speak to you? Listen to what he said. He said, and the Lord said unto her, two nations, wow, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the young. Isn't it amazing how God will speak to you about your children? It's amazing. He still does it today. If people go to him, people go to him. I haven't heard anybody now that say they go to the Lord about their children before they're born. But she went and inquired of the Lord, and the Lord told her what was going to happen. Two nations, he said. Two nations are in thy womb, and two men of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. Isn't that something? He told her what was going to happen. He told her. It wasn't no surprise. He told her. And it said, and when her days to be delivered were filled, behold, there were twins in her womb. Wow. it was twins in her womb. It said, and it came, and the first came out red, all over, like in hairy garments, and they called his name Esau. They called his name Esau. Okay?
Esau.
And it said, and after that came his brother out. And his hand took hold on Esau's heel. And it said, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And it says, and the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter. He was a field hunter, a man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents, a plain man. It says, and Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sold pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. His name was called Edom. At that moment, it was changed. His name was called Edom. And Edom's name comes from the Semitic word meaning red. And the land south of the Dead Sea was given that name because of the red sandstone so prominent in that location. Okay? So Edom is the name, Semitic name meaning red. And Semitic means, by the way, it means Hebrew or Arabic. And so it just means that it was in that language. In that language, it means red in Hebrew, red or Arabic in that language, okay? And so it goes on, and it says, and Jacob sold pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, that the same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, tell me this day thy birthright. And here comes this schemer. He's a deceiver now. He dwells in tents, going place to place. So he says, tell me your birthright. And it says, and Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? And he then gave up his birthright. He said, and Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore unto him, and he stole his birthright unto Jacob. He sold it. God knew in the beginning that Esau would serve Jacob, and he told Rebekah. He told her what would happen. He already warned her. He told her early on what was happening. There was two nations in her womb, and the elder would serve the younger. Amen. So he already told him. Jacob had a scheme, a strategy to get what he wanted. That's who he was. He was a deceiver. He had a strategy. And so he got Esau's birthright. And so when it came to pass, Isaac blessed Jacob, and Isaac eventually sent Jacob away to live with his uncle Laban. We're going by names now. And so we know the story about Jacob. Father sending him away after he blessed him and so forth and so on, telling him to go to his uncle Laban's house. And Laban is a Hebrew name meaning white. That's what Laban means. It means white. So it said, eventually Jacob married Rachel, and her name means ewe or little lamb. Mm-hmm. And he married Leah as well. He married her as well. And Leah has a couple of meanings to her name. In Hebrew, her name means weary. And in Chaldeans, her name, mistress or ruler. So we know the story of Jacob working for Laban for Rachel and ended up with Leah, and we know the story, okay? It said, then Jacob asked Laban to release him to go home to his own country. Now, after he's been over with Laban, and Laban has been blessed because of him, he said, and Laban said unto him, this is in Genesis 30, now we're moving on over. Moving on forward. He said, and Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for thy sake. He knew it. He knew that the Lord had sent him because of Jacob. He knew that. He said, so if I have found favor in thy eyes, tarry, say me, meaning to say, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for thy sake. I don't know about anybody else, but have anybody ever been around people that they went places together, and because that person got a blessing, you got one too? That has happened. People get blessed because you're with the person that is blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it happens. So when you're around a person that is blessed, you'll get a blessing too because you're with them sometimes. And that has happened to people. I've seen it happen. It happened to us and people around us. And they get blessed because of you, because the blessing is on your life.
Yes.
So we're moving right along because we're talking about the names. And Laban knew that the Lord had blessed him because of Jacob. He knew that. And that's why he was asking him to tarry with him. And so we're moving on, moving right along. We're still talking about names. And it says, and he arose up. We're in Genesis 32 now. We're going to look further. It says, and he rose up, which is Jacob, rose up and took his two wives and two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Kidron. It said, and he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. He sent what he had. He sent all that with them. Okay? It says in verse 24, it says, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day.
Yes.
Okay. Until the breaking of day. It said, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, because Jacob was strong, the Lord already told Rebecca that one was going to be stronger than the other. So Jacob had some strength. He was strong.
Yes.
The Lord already told his mother who he was. Okay. It said, when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him.
Yes.
And he said, let me go for the day breaking. And listen to what Jacob said. He said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Jacob knew how to get a blessing. Jacob said, I will not let you go. He done wrestled with Jacob, and Jacob said, I will not let you go until you bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And Jacob told him. He said, Jacob. Amen. And one translation said, it said, before Jacob returned to the land God promised him, God met him, crippled him, and blessed him, and changed his name to Israel. This was a turning point in Jacob's life. It was a turning point. He changed his name from Jacob. He changed it. From Jacob to Israel. Israel means my God prevail or God fight. Amen? That's what it means. Jacob's name in Hebrew means heal and deceiver. One translation says Jacob means sealed by the heel, a supplanter. And a supplanter means to take the plans of another as through force of scheming or strategy. That's who Jacob was. That's who he was.
That's who he
was. And so when the man asked him what his name was, Jacob told him. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel.
Israel.
For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with man and hast prevailed. Good God Almighty.
Mm.
Oh, my God. That's why names are so important, because once he changed his name from a deceiver, oh, praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Once he changed his name from being a deceiver, he blessed him and changed Jacob's name. He said, because, for as a prince, now he called him a prince. He said, your name, he said, thy name shall be no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has thou power. As a prince now, he said, he called him a prince, thou hast power with God and with man and has prevailed. Amen?
Amen.
So that's why he told his mother, one's going to be stronger than the other. And Jacob was. Then he changed his name and called him a prince.
A prince.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
And he said, and has Rachel. Amen. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou do ask after my name? And he blessed him there. He blessed him. You don't need to know my name. I'm blessing you. This is what God did for Jacob. He changed his name and then blessed him. And blessed him. And it says, and Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Amen.
Amen.
He said, my life is preserved. Prevail me to be a full superior in strength, power, or influence, to succeed, to dominate, to win. Amen.
Amen.
And that's why God changed his name.
Amen.
And Jacob recognized the man he wrestled with as a manifestation of God. Then he recognized who he was. Jacob recognized it, and he acknowledged it. Amen.
Amen.
He acknowledged it. One translation says that throughout Jacob's life, Jacob had been seizing God's blessing by his own abilities and by any means possible. Jacob knew the importance of the blessing, but he was too self-sufficient and too proud to let the blessings be given to him. He had been fighting God long before this encounter and had won.
Mm-hmm.
He had won his struggles with Esau and Laban. Now he won in obtaining God's blessing.
Yeah.
He won in obtaining God's blessing. Amen. Now, after fleeing Laban and wrestling with the man, Jacob's name was changed. God changed his name and then blessed him. He called him a prince. Can't you something? God is amazing.
Yeah.
He's truly amazing. He called him a prince. He called him a prince. He was no longer Jacob. No longer Jacob. But now he is a prince. He said, and Jacob, and he said, thy name shall be no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed. Isn't that something? Changed his name. That's why names are so important. They are so important. I love this because we learn so much about their names and what they meant and how God changed them. And then he blessed them once he changed their name.
Yes.
Amen. And it said, now here comes Joseph, Jacob's youngest son. Now here he comes. And here he comes. And Joseph is a Hebrew name meaning my Jehovah adds. Or give increase. Good God Almighty. My Jehovah adds or give increase. Joseph is an example of faith, prudence, and administrative abilities. And we know that throughout Joseph's life because when he got with Pharaoh made Joseph the head of everything. He promoted him.
He promoted
Joseph to power, okay? And this was all in God's plan. There was nothing in the plan that wasn't of God. He promoted Joseph. Joseph was the administrator of everything. He just promoted Joseph to power. And so this is why we are talking tonight about names because of the fact that people need to know what the names mean. We read about them and the stories and everything, we read about what happened. But we want to know what did these names mean. And then God changed them and gave them, it was just awesome. When I started studying that, and the Lord put it in my spirit, and I started studying that, I'm like, wow, now he's a prince? He was a deceiver at first, and now he's a prince? And then you got power with God and man. Good God. That is powerful. That is awesome.
Yes, it
that
is.
God will do that. And that is the reason we are sharing this, is because we want people to pay attention to their children. Pay attention to your children. Pay attention to them, their names and what they're called and what you're calling them. You don't want to call them anything that is negative. You want to encourage them. You want to lift, lift up the name of Jesus by encouraging your children in the Word.
Amen.
You want to encourage their children. That's what's wrong with a lot of children. A lot of children don't get encouraged at home. We need to start at home, encouraging your children, looking at their abilities, seeing what they can do. You know, that's why God set examples here, so you know how to raise your children. And even Rebecca, she went and inquired of the Lord. She said, "What's going on?" She wanted to know what's going on. And he said, "Two nations in your womb. You're going through this. It's two nations. I mean, two nations in her womb," he said. Two nations. Amen? The two manner of people shall be separated from their bowels, and the one people shall be stronger. He was already telling her, stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. He told her what was going to happen. And he still speaks this way today. The Holy Spirit teaches us and let us know. If people ask him about their children, he'll teach you how to raise them. He'll teach you all about your children. You don't need all this other stuff. Ask him. It says she went and inquired of the Lord. She went and asked him, "What's going on?" I mean, you know, she wanted to know. And he told her. He still speaks today through the Holy Spirit. And if anybody want to know, ask him. Ask him. Get to know him. Get to know Jesus. Get to know him. Pray to him. Get to know Jesus. And the Holy Spirit will teach you. When you're connected with him, the Holy Spirit will teach you everything you need to know, even about your children. He'll let you know. He'll let you know about your children. Amen?
Amen.
And then we're going on. We're going to look at the birth of Moses. We looked at the birth of Joseph and Jacob and so forth. We're going to go and look at the birth of Moses. And this is in Exodus 2. Starting at Exodus 2 and 1. And we're going through this because we want to know the meaning of their names. This is so, I thought it was so interesting. I mean, everybody may not say, think that and say, well, but I thought it was, and the Lord had put it in my spirit. It said, "And about this time, a man and woman from the tribe of Levi got married. The woman became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She saw that he was a special baby." Now, see that? She already seen he was a special baby and kept him hidden for 3 months. Anybody see that children as special? You know, a special baby.
Mm-hmm.
She said he was a special baby. I'm just saying, do people see their children like that, or this just a baby? It says she seen he was a special baby.
Special baby. That's a blessing.
Wow. Mhm. And it says that she and the woman. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go back. And let me go. Okay, I lost my little place now. Okay. And it says, and she kept him hidden for 3 months. Here we go. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and dabbed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's bank. Now, she went through all of this to protect this child, this special baby. She went through all of this to protect him. He was a goodly child, the Bible says. It said, "The woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, special child, she hid him 3 months." Now, look at that. This was a special child, she said. She hid him. She went through all of that. She hid him. She hid this child. Moses was commissioned by God to return to Egypt to rescue his people from slavery. This is why Moses, because God used Moses. Moses' name means to draw out or pull out, okay? That's what it means. It said, and his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark along the flat, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept, and she had compassion on it. And you know what? And it was his sister. I mean, God purposed things. He purposed things.
My God.
He purposes. I mean, this was a goodly child, the Bible says. A special child. She seemed that it was special. And she went and hid it. She went and hid it. And then after Pharaoh's daughter, see, then here come the sister. That was nobody but God. Nobody but God.
That's it.
Nobody but God. And today is the same way if you ask him about your children. And like I said, the reason why we're sharing is because we want people to pay attention to your children. Pay attention to them. You of all people, don't wait until they go to school and everybody else. You pay attention to them. I see a lot of people who don't realize, and they see people doing and running about in places, and they say, oh, this child having a tantrum. Oh, that's just who he is. No, it's not. The devil don't play fair. He don't care what age you are. He don't care. He's after them, even as children. I've seen people with their children, they scream and holler and fall out and everything else going on. They say, oh, that's just the way he act. You better start praying. Because the devil don't pray fair. He don't play fair. He really don't. Pay attention to your children. Pray and ask the Lord about your children. Amen? Pray and ask him. That's what Rebecca did. Rebecca, when she said, she went and inquired of the Lord. The devil doesn't play fair. He doesn't play fair. And people say all manner of things over their children that they shouldn't say. Children see so much that they shouldn't see. Children are not taught, and a lot of them are not taught at home anymore. Nobody has time for them because there's too much technology. You better pay attention to your children. You better pay attention to them because the devil is after them, and he don't play fair. He don't care what age they are. He'll start letting them have tantrums at 2 and continue till they're 92. Okay, man? He don't play fair. He really don't. See, and Jacob, when he wrestled with the man, Jacob had to confess who he was. He said, "Who are you?" Jacob told him who he was. He told him he was Jacob. He told him who he was. Jacob had to confess who he was. He was telling him, "I'm a deceiver. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm a heel grabber. That's who I am." He said, "Who are you?" And Jacob told him. So once he confessed who he was, then the Lord can change him. We have to confess who we are to the Lord sometimes. We have to confess to him. Go to him and tell him. Amen? We have to confess. And the Lord changed him and then called him a prince. Wow. He confessed who he was. After he confessed who he was, then God changed his name and then blessed him. But he had to confess who he was. He could have said, "None of your business." He could have said anything. But he confessed. He told him, "I'm Jacob." And Jacob means deceiver. And the Lord changed him. Changed his name. Amen. He changed his name. And so this is what we must do. And that's why we're talking about it. I be around and I see children acting out, and some parents say, "Oh, that's just who they are. They're just this and that." Pray over your children. I cannot stress it enough. Take out time with your children. Watch your children. Talk to the Lord about your child. Who is this child? Ask the Lord. That's what Rebecca did. She went and inquired of the Lord. Talk to him about your children, because he will tell you. He will let you know about your children. It will be wise to do so, to talk to the Lord. It will be wise. Because like I said, the devil doesn't play fair. And if you don't raise them up in the way they should go, if you don't tend to them and see after them, then guess what? The world is Satan waiting. He's waiting to take hold. If you don't act and seek, if you don't seek, and that's what we want people to do. We want people to pay attention to their children. Pray over your children. Make sure you're praying for them. And don't just ignore things that are going on with your children. Talk to the Lord about it. Because just because you think that that's just a tantrum, watch that tantrum. Because spirits try to attach themselves to your children and have them acting out, saying and doing things. And guess what? That grew up in them. If you don't cut that off at the root, cut it off. Cut that thing off at the root. Cut it off. Pray for your children. Amen?
Amen.
We can't stress it enough. We can't stress it enough. And that's why we're here. We're talking about names, because names mean something. If they didn't, when the Lord met Jacob, he wouldn't have to change his name. But he knew his name meant deceiver. So he changed that name. He changed it to a prince. Then he called him a prince. I said, wow.
Huh?
He called him a prince. After he changed his name, he said, thy name shall no more be Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, thou hast power. Then he said, you have power. He has power with God and with men, and has prevailed, has won. And you have won. Isn't that something? So that's why we must talk to the Lord. Find out about your children, and let your children and your children know. When they're naming their children, you want to know what that name means. You want to know what it means. Because Jacob was truly a deceiver, amen? And they was going back and forth with that. He was a deceiver. But thank God for Jesus, because the Lord changed his name. And then call him a prince. And he said, you have power with God and with power. And not only that, he had already told his mother one was going to be stronger than the other. And Jacob was. He was. And so that's why we're here tonight talking about names, because names mean so much. And we don't want people to go away not knowing what names mean.
Amen.
Amen. And when he changed, we talked about it last week, when he changed Abraham's name, he said, you'll be a father of many, a multitude. And he changed Sarah's name, then he called her a princess. So names are important. Names mean something. And that's why we want people to know that names mean something, not just throwing up a name or the most popular, or the one that you thought of first, or whatever. Names do mean something, and you want to know what names mean. Amen?
Amen.
And so it's just a blessing to know that, and to see what these names meant, and to look at Jacob and Esau and Isaac and find out what their names truly meant before and after. Before they meant one thing, and then after God changed them, they meant something totally different, a blessing in the name. It's a blessing. It was a blessing in that name. Amen?
Amen.
And I just pray, and amen, I just pray and hope that that others see and understand what I'm saying about names, because names are important, and you just don't want to name children anything. And then you want to watch your children and your grandchildren. I was telling somebody, make sure when children are in your presence that you encourage them. And especially nowadays, they need so much encouragement. They need to be encouraged as much as possible. and talk as much as possible when they enter into your home or when you're around them. They're around you. They need encouragement. They have so many skills and so many talents, though with no encouragement, sometimes they just sit stagnant. They just sit stagnant. They don't do anything with them. So we need to encourage them. Encourage them by the word of God. Amen? And I just wanted to share that with everybody and hope that everybody, yes, got something out of it. Somebody got something out of that. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody else may have something to say or add to that, and it will be a blessing to us.
Amen. Well, you know, one thing is I've been sitting here listening behind the screen what God is doing with your life. God has made you a word interpreter, a name interpreter. I'm hearing so much coming out of you that God is blessing you, and the blessings are upon you. And for you to just come point on time and tell the people the number one issue, I love this, I love it. Get to know your children. Listen to your children. Talk to your children.
Amen.
But you know, Dr. Dolores, when you look back to the life of Jacob, there was a pattern.
Wait, I can't hear one of our phones is static and I can't hardly hear. I don't know what's going on with that again.
Okay. All right. Can you hear now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, yeah,
okay.
Static
and a little bit.
Uh-huh.
A pattern. He established a pattern. And the pattern was from the day he was conceived until he became the God who watched over the greatest place at that time, Egypt. My God.
Amen.
Wow.
I don't know what.
Ma'am,
I couldn't hear you. I don't know what when we get on here now. I don't know what's going on. It's staticking again. It's like it's waving. Your voice is waving out, and you can't hear it. I don't know what's going on with that. It's still doing the same thing.
Can you hear me now?
It's still doing the same thing, Dr. Hunter. I don't know what's going on.
All right. Well, I got everything on this side. I got the specs, the speaker, 27. I have my phone there. I'm not calling anybody. And I'm going to move the screen one more time. Can you hear me?
It's still doing it. I don't know what's going on, but it's still doing it. I don't know if others can hear you or not, but it's staticking for some reason.
Okay, yeah. Well, I know there's something wrong with this electricity in this whole area that I'm living in. One thing I will say is this, sister. When God gives a pattern, God gives a pattern.
Amen.
And he set that pattern, and Jacob followed the pattern all the way through. He told him, what's your name, Jacob? Called him a deceiver, from a deceiver until a prince. God had a purpose in everybody's life. And so,
yes.
This one thing I say, everybody has a purpose. Even the hell raiser got a purpose.
Amen.
Even the light has a purpose.
Amen.
Has a purpose. But it comes to a point where we can say, come back to the Father and ask him, can you change my name?
Yes, hallelujah.
And I believe he can change our name. And you know, beloved to those out there, God is so good to us. He's so merciful to us until he wants to change our patterns of lifestyle, how we live, how we talk about somebody, how we see somebody. He wants to change all that because he's God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And,
amen.
And so I just thank God tonight. If nothing else to be said, I'm just going to put some music on and tell them that, oh, guess what, Dr. Dolores?
Amen, amen, amen. And you all too. Yes, we will, by the grace of God. We're just going to sit back and enjoy what God has given us. Can I add one more thing, if you don't mind?
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
I want to say this because the Lord put this in my spirit today as I was watching, they was having these terror attacks in different places and so forth and so on. And the Lord shared with me, he said, I won't share my glory with no one. He said, the same place that they dishonor me, I'll make them go back and give me glory. I said, good God Almighty. He said, they don't want my name in the schools. He said, they don't want it here and they don't want it out. He said, I'll make them go back and give me glory at that very same place. I said, my God is an awesome God. He said, they want to give me a one night of national prayer, a whole night. He said, he is holy and he should be honored on a daily basis. One whole night of national prayer. He said he want to be honored. He's holy.
Yes,
he's
he
holy.
Is.
And he should be honored. Amen? So, and I just want to share that with people because he said that they want to, he said the very same place that they dishonored him, he'll make them go back in glory, give him glory. He said because he shared his glory with no one. He said they didn't want him in the schools and this place and that. He said, but them same very places, they going back holding visuals. He said, I'll make you glorify my name. I said, good God.
I love what he said, sister. That's nothing but the word of the Lord. And that's exactly what's happening. That's what's happening. Everybody. Everybody. But they got to come back to the Lord. And you know, I just want to thank God for you. And I want you to know, I'll be talking with you. Get that letter. So I will call you offline and talk with you about that. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
All right. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too. Uh-huh.
Amen.
Don't go to Paris. Don't go to LA. Don't go to Tokyo. Live there. In the Airbnb, you have your own home. Make your bed. Cook. You know, the stuff we normally do. Wherever you go, don't go there. Live there. Even if it's just for a night.
I remember when I told God yes, I was eager to do what he told me to, in obedience. Looking out in the crowd, I see eyes glowing, tears falling, hands lifted, people breathing in worship to and I wonder why
Thank you. Thank you.